Hello, hello, Kopi Kemilu Podcast, episode 46. We have Lil J in the building, ladies and gentlemen. The rapper, the musician, the producer, the lyricist from Malaysia, who was firstly noticed on one of the episodes of 16 Bars. Life has changed for this dude ever since. Came in all the way from Subang Jaya, and now he has been performing all the way to Anugerah Juara Lagu. His latest single, Uno, is coming out soon alongside the music video. Check that out on YouTube. Lil J also shares what he have learned so far from the likes of Joe Flizzo, Sona One, and Alif. Alright, enjoy episode 46 of Hello Hello Kopi Kemilu Podcast. If you want to show some love, do hit us up on Instagram at Hello Hello Kopi Kemilu. This is Hello Hello Kopi Kemilu Podcast. Today we have Lil J in the What's building, up, man? Man. What's up? Lil J, how are you, bro?
I'm good, bro.
How would you describe yourself, man? How would you describe yourself, and who are you?
Me, I am Lil J, the rapper representing Subang Jaya, and I describe myself as the most dopest rapper you would ever listen to.
How young are you, man?
I'm 20 this year, bro.
How did the name Lil J came about, bro?
Lil J, because my original name is Vijay Raj, so I took the J from the back, and I'm a little guy, as you can see, bro. So Lil J.
Lil J it is. How was your childhood like, man? Like, so you were born and raised in Subang, right? You grew up in Subang, sort of.
Not really. I was born in PJ and I was raised in Puchong. So and I moved to Subang like when I was 16. Yeah, my childhood was like, it's pretty neat though. It's like, you know, like I'm not book smart, but then I learn my way through people I meet and experiences I go through in life.
Have you always been this creative? Like all your throughout your growing up process, in high school, in primary school,
you I've always like had a passion for music in me, but then I didn't like let it out, you know. I always kept it inside of me, like I was always quiet throughout the years, and the only time where I realized which I could really do this is when we all had like a party, and then they asked me to freestyle, and when I dropped like 16 bars and everybody just like so that's when I knew, like,
how old were you back then?
That was when I was 15.
15.
Yeah, I like express myself to poetry, sure. writing ice, like emo stuff, you know, emotional kind of shit.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I was doing, and then give me that, man. Give me that.
Well, if you can remember, what was your first public act? Was it even rap or?
Yeah, it was rap. No. I used to be a dancer as well. I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
Shit.
So, but I wasn't too serious into that. I just did it for fun and. First time I was on stage is like it was just like a simple prom night, like 50 people, and yeah, that was like my dancing gig. Yeah, the first time I was rapping on stage was a prom night as well for SMK USJ 12, and I was on stage with Balan Kashmir at that time. Yeah, I it was a surprise. I didn't know he was gonna be there. He was actually like performing as well, and. Yeah, Kid Sante calls me Lil Late right now because I'm always late for...
Performance.
For not performance. Like, I don't know why, man. I'm trying to change that. I'm always late for meetings and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
So, I was late for that performance.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That was you were 16 back then? 17?
I was 16 that
damn,
time.
Damn.
And I was performing with Balin on stage, and he was like, I was supposed to perform before him, but then somehow, you know, Lil Late... I performed after him. Oh. So he's the one introduced me on stage, and that's the time he was like, who's this kid, man?
Because you could rap.
I was doing like tracks already that time.
Cool. Who would be your favorite rapper of all time?
Mm-hmm. My favorite rapper of all time, I have two on my list, bro.
Yeah?
Like all time, Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar.
Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar. Those are like at the top of my list.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay, so what about producers wise? Beat makers?
Scott Storch is like one of the best. He even produced like the biggest hits ever. So he's always my number one producer. You know, if like one day I could work with him, it's gonna be like crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay, so you started off making beats. Like, what sort of beats were you making, and how did you study the art, man?
I didn't start making like this kind of beats which I'm doing right now. I used to make like boom bap, like old school 90s beats and everything.
Wu-Tang
like,
Clan.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah. I used to sample stuff from Tamil songs and all kind of things. I sampled P. Ramlee's song once, and I actually like made an old school beat, like a 90s boom bap beat, and that was like the first few beats which I started making. And after that, when I really started taking like music seriously, and I started making stuff which people would want to listen to nowadays, and which, you know, will catch them, like Gucci Gang, some shit like that.
What's the most difficult part about making beats, man? Like, do you have to understand a certain formula, or do you just have to do it, or watch YouTube videos?
Yeah, you gotta. That's one thing you gotta know about like making beats, is you always gotta do what you feel like that sounds right. You know, how you would want to make it sound. There's no such thing as what's a difficult part. Like, there's no part difficult, because if one something which you don't know, it's all like as a producer, you know, always learning something new. It's in the process of making beats is like the best part of being a producer, and learning. That's the process of learning. How you like, the first thing I ever learned when I was making beats, like, was how to lower the frequencies on the frequencies which I didn't want on my drums and on my samples and stuff like that. So yeah, that it was difficult, but then it's difficult, but then the learning process of it, like how you overcome it, that's the best part of it.
Okay, so you started going on into the rap game, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So what was your first paid gig? Was it the prom?
No, the prom was actually a free gig, actually. Okay. Yeah. I first got my first paid gig was not through my first paid gig was not through my performance. It was through me emceeing at clubs. Yeah, I started emceeing as well like 2 years back, because
damn, everything happened so fast for you, bro.
Yeah,
if you think about it, for people who are studying, right?
Yeah.
A degree program takes 4 years, bro.
I know.
Your
right?
life changed like
instantly. Like, it's because like I'm not a quiet person, you know. I like to do new things. Like, the reason why I got into MCing, club MCing and all, like MCing for shows and everything, was because it's a different art by itself. Yeah, so I always wanted to learn that art. Like, you need always have crowd control when you're on stage. So yeah, that's that club MCing taught me that, crowd control. So that's why I got into it in the first place. That was my first paid gig, yeah.
The whole exposure, right? Your journey from posting videos online to getting discovered for the 16 Baris audition.
All right.
And then you went for that, right?
Yeah.
So how did it all happen? 16 Baris audition, the experience, and then getting to the show.
First of all, like 16 Baris was like probably one of my biggest appearances for me for now, you know. What I mean, like, it was it was where people got to know there's someone called Lil J, you know. So it has caused that much of impact in my career, in my life, that it's never changed. Like, it's like a chop.
Yeah, like it will
it will forever be there. Like, this kid came out and got like the world knew him through 16 Baris. Me and my friend was chilling, and we were like looking. I was looking through my Instagram, and I saw this new thing going along. You know, all the rappers which I knew and all were all getting into it in 16 Baris. So I was like, okay, what's this? So like, but it's a cool thing. It's like everybody was so eager and waiting for 16 Baris to drop.
Oh, this is before the first episode.
Yeah, before I even posted my video on Instagram and all. And so I was looking that, I think that time the first episode already came out, and then I was like, okay, you know what, I gotta, you know, get myself into this. Like, I gotta do something, you know. So I was, but then when the time I was, when we took the video, you know, I was just like chilling, and my friend started recording through his phone, and he's like, Jay, can you rap to this beat? So I'm like, okay, let me try. I said, all right, let me try. And then I dropped like a freestyle, and that was like the first take we did. And then we looked at the video. It was like, bro, this shit is dope, bro. Like,
yeah.
This like, we got to do something with this. Then I actually thought, like, I want to go home and record that on a song. And then my friend told me, like, bro, you know, Nambla's Baris, you should post this video as an audition. So then I was
so
like,
you did that?
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's a dope idea, you know. Then we actually like cut the video short to a part. We didn't take the part where he said, bro, can you freestyle? We didn't take that part. We just cut it shorter and put it on my Instagram and a hashtag Nambla's Baris. And of course, represent Subang Jaya, hashtag
yeah.
47500.
47500, yeah. Bro.
Represent, bro. So, and yeah, and then I got like, no, first, Nambla's Baris liked the video.
Okay.
And yeah, they liked the video. So I already, it's like a hint for me, you know, like, mm-hmm. okay, like they like the video. Does that mean like they like it? Or, yeah. You know? And then they texted me like not
inbox
they DM'd
DM
me.
Okay.
Yeah, they DM me, they like we like your stuff, I think we'd want you on the next Nambla's Baris. Then I was like, are you for real? I was like, no, not yet. They was like, we like your stuff, we'd like to see you on the next Nambla's Baris. And then they was like, you might get a DM from someone, you know. So I was like, please tell me it's Joe, man. Like, ooh, please tell me it's shit. Joe, man. Then I already knew like I was on the show, and then Joe DM'd me and he's like, see you next week for Nambla's Baris shoot. So I was like,
just like that?
Yeah, I was like, okay, let's go.
Just like that?
Just like that. He's like, see you next week for Nambla's Baris shoot. And wow. I was like, damn.
And then damn, the sequence, you were at the right place at the right time, bro.
Yeah, right. Bro, it's like my time was right, you know, like like one of my big bro always says, the universe works in mysterious ways. So like it was my time and everything was aligned well. So yeah.
Okay, because I thought like, because season 2 you had to go through audition. For season 1 it was a lot easier.
Yeah, season 1 was a lot easier. Like they had people posting up on, because like that time we didn't know like Nambla's Baris is gonna be a crazy
big thing.
Personally, like, I've never seen that many rappers. They're trying. I didn't know like these rappers existed, you know, but they were all like, they had their game right.
Yeah, it's a culture shift, yeah. Man. It's like a change. It's like
exactly.
The game has changed, man.
So like, that's why I said, like, if a person like right now he's looking for a way up, then like Nambla's Baris is like, if he gets in Nambla's Baris, it's gonna be like his key, you know, his key to open the gates and to the real world.
And then yeah. Somehow like the universe will align, you mentioned, and you were featured on the same episode as Sona One, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. I didn't see that coming, bro.
That got you a lot of attention, man.
Yeah, bro. Like when I got to the barber shop on that day, right? Damn, bro. I'm thinking about it right now, and I can actually feel like how I felt back then, you know, like when I got to the barbershop, I was I saw Radio 3000 outside, and we were trying to figure out how to get in the barbershop. We didn't know we had to walk.
It was closed,
yeah,
right?
It was okay. Closed, so we didn't know we had to walk one round. So we got in the barbershop. Then I was like, Radio, are you recording today? Then he's like, yeah, bro. So I was like, okay. Then I saw Sona there. Sona came like a little bit later, and then I was already thinking in my head, like, you know what? I just hope, like, like I'm on the same episode with
yeah,
Radio
Sona.
And I actually thought in my head, like, Radio and Sona, I just hope they're in the same episode, you know. But then, sometimes you only can imagine stuff. You can only, like, dream about it. But
yeah.
Then there's certain things which you can, you know. And then I saw, like, all right, they already got done recording MC Size and M2A and all, the episode and all. Then it was our turn, and then I saw Sona and Radio walking and sitting on their chairs. I was like, okay, shit's real, you know, like,
yeah.
Shit's real. So like, all right, let's go.
So with the whole recording process, right, the beats were was it given to you prior, or did DJ Caesar had to like just come up with a beat and you just had to freestyle
DJ
on
Caesar
it?
Yeah, DJ Caesar chose like all the beats, and yeah, they gave us like 2 days before the shoot, and we had to come up with with our 16 bars, and yeah, it was, they gave us like 2 days before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, if you don't mind educating us, like, we outsiders, because we don't really know what, how the hip hop slang goes, right? What is 16 bars? What are bars, anyways?
Bars is.
Like, is it like verse? Is it like a, like when you write a song, there's okay, a verse, chorus, 16 verse, 16 right?
16 bars is one verse.
16 bars is one verse,
yeah,
all right.
16 bars is one verse. So, one song has like, you know, like two verses. So, 16 bars. And your bars is, yeah, simple as that, bro. Your verse, like.
Basically, it's the same thing.
Yeah, the same thing. It's like, okay, like, you see, like, the song Look At Me Now. There's the part where Chris Brown goes fast, and after that it's Busta Rhymes and Lil Wayne, right? So all of them are doing different verses.
Mm.
So all of them have 16 bars.
Okay,
yeah,
so, okay.
Yeah, 16 bars is the lyrics that you drop on.
Right. Okay, so after 16 bars, obviously you got the attention, you got the exposure, you met Joe Flizzo. So everyone knows who Lil J is, yeah. Right? So once you get that attention, obviously people will sit down and try to talk you out, try to sign contract and all that. How did that happen, man? How did you end up to where you are today? Because like obviously they found out you were 19 back then, right? Was it 18?
Yeah, I was 19. It was last year.
Yeah. So
I had like few people which I look up to in my life, like which they always taught me what was right and what was wrong.
Okay.
So yeah, they always taught me how to be smart when making choices. Like you can't trust a lot of people, and you can't you know, like everybody's not the same vibe and all that. So there were a few people like approaching me. That time I was an independent artist, and but then I chose, like, when I knew the right choice was to sign my label, which I'm at right now, which is Rocket Fuel. I knew that was the right choice, which is gonna make you know, give me a bright future ahead and let me into better things to come, you know. So that's why I made my decision. I got signed, and today everything is going well. So
did Joe approach you, man? Did Cartel, I don't know, Cartel or Halo, is that what
they are? Cartel Records, yeah.
Yeah, did they try to sign you?
Actually, Cartel did not approach me. You know, they are giving me a lot of gigs, and they're taking care of me and all as well. Like the members from Cartel and all, they treat me like their little brother. So yeah, and I'm under Rocket Fuel. So like every end of the day, like, you can't make it alone. Like there's no such thing as a one man show, you know. So you gotta work with people around you. Like,
everyone has their, like, everyone contributes to the whole picture, right?
Yeah, everybody contributes to a picture. Like, it's better to work with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we have the dream of making it on our own, like self-made and shit like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But then the climb is hard. You have to trust the process somehow.
Yeah, bro.
So yeah. What? Okay, so
it's all about the process, bro. It's the patience you and the amount of work you put in.
Mm.
Yeah, everything takes time. Like, and I remember my big bro once. My big bro's like always. They tell me stuff which I always keep in mind. Like, you know, he said lambat naik, lambat turun. So you gotta go. You gotta always be steady. Always be focused. Yeah.
Okay. How is it like working with Joe, and like even knowing him? I'm sure he has dropped some advice for you, thing or two, a lesson or two, right?
Yeah.
What would be the best lesson that you've learned from Joe Flizzo, man?
I don't know, man. Joe, like, he doesn't give me a lot of advices. He's a, because when I'm with him, right, I'm always quiet, you know.
He was you'll always be observing, learning stuff.
Yeah, I'm
stuff.
Observing. That's, and I think he knows that, so he doesn't like, kid, you know, you have to do this. Nah, I don't think, like, he never gave me any advices, but he always told me to keep in mind that you gotta always be sharp. Yeah, you gotta always be sharp. You always gotta put in the work, boy.
Yeah, that's what he said.
The work, boy. Yeah.
Cool.
And he's a very supportive person. I remember when the whole process of recording Best Friend, you know, like, he knows what I'm going through. Like, you know, there's like the big bros over there, so I'm feeling a bit nervous and stuff like that. So he kept telling me, like, you can do this, you can do this, you know, you nah, I know you can do this. So I'm like, okay, yeah, that gave me the push, the motivation to like, okay, if Joe thinks like I can do this, then of course I can do this, bro.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so it's like, if the person sees it in you, why you don't see it in yourself? Yeah.
So the recording process for Best Friend, that happens like right after with Rocket Fuel, right?
Yeah, right after I signed with Rocket Fuel. Yeah.
And Sona produced?
Alif produced Best Friend. Yeah, Sona and Joe Flizzo worked on the lyrics. I mean, we all worked on the lyrics together. And yeah, that's it. You know, everybody contributes their part. Yeah.
How's the process like, man? Like, that is what, like, one interesting bunch to be working with you.
Yeah, like, bro. Like, one Alif, thing about Alif, like,
he makes beats as well, right?
Yeah, bro. And like Alif's beats, you know, like, okay, let me tell you, like, me and Chalida, we had this conversation, like, you know what? I told Chalida, like, imagine if we both on a song and Alif produced it. And she's like, oh, bro, that's going to be dope, bro, you know? And our boss, like, a few days after that, he called us saying, like, bro, your next track with Chalida, it's produced by Alif, huh?
What?
I was like, what? I was like, no way. I'm like, I that's why I always feel blessed, you know? I don't have this, I don't have that. I always feel blessed because things always happen to me because I put my mind to it. Yeah. So like, working with Alif is the most hardworking producer I've known, you know. And he's when it comes to work, he's very fast, you know. He likes being professional at work. That's where I learned it from. Like, when you're spending time in working and making, you know, making your music and all that, you gotta always be alert and like work, bro. Be serious, yeah. I mean, it's a vibe end of the day as well. It's like, it's fun. You can't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
If no, it means you're gonna take it. You're gonna take it as a job. I don't want to take my music as a job.
Yeah.
And Sona One in the studio, he's like there to set like the vibe, right? You know, like he's the most brightest person in the studio, and his album is dropping soon as well, you know, detail, so it's going to be crazy. I've heard the whole album, it's so dope.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's a dope person to work with. Joe Flizzo, man, he made me nervous, but he made me very nervous, bro. But then, yeah, I had to, like, you know, but he gave me the support, so I'm like, okay, that's dope, yeah.
Yeah, they are about the same age, are they? Alif and Sona One?
Sona and Joe, we are like 10 years.
Okay, it's like Alif?
It's a whole generation gap.
Okay.
Yeah, Alif, if I'm not mistaken, he's around 30 as well. I think like 29, somewhere
cool,
around there.
Cool, cool. Yeah, from the first few minutes of this podcast, bro, I've noticed that you believe so much in the law of attraction,
yeah,
the universe and all,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely.
Talk a little bit about that, man. Like, what do you know about the law of attraction? What do you know about visualization, manifesting into creation,
you
self-belief
need,
and all that?
You need your freedom, your creative freedom. You need to always be able to do new things in life, you know. And when it comes to the universe, like, it's always like, always be good. And as a person, always be good. Don't do it because you want to make people feel like you're good. Always be genuine. And what goes around comes around, man. That's the most simple thing. And I believe in that. I really believe in that. So always be humble as well.
If you're not a rapper, what would you be, man?
Scientist, bro.
Scientist.
Nah, man, I'm just kidding, man. Nah, man. I don't know, bro. Does producing count?
Yeah, you definitely be in the music.
Yeah, I'll be around the music scene because, like, it's always been in me. Or maybe not. I don't know. I chose rapping because rapping was one way to keep me out of doing, you know, like, I chose music because music was one thing that kept me from not doing stupid things.
Yeah.
I loved animals, so I grew up with the dream of becoming a vet. But
shit.
Then, yeah, if I was, and I, for a fact, I knew I was always going to be around the music area, you know, because if not a rapper, I think I'd be a producer, bro.
Definitely a producer?
Definitely a producer,
damn,
bro.
Damn. OK, Okay, so you obviously made beats with this software. Is this the only software that you've been using?
Yeah, this is the only software I use. Because I feel like...
FL Studio, right?
Yeah, FL. This is FL, FL12. And this is the software I've been using for the longest time I've known. Like, I think since I first started making beats, I've been using this. Which was like 3 years already right now. Mm. Not 3 years, like 4 years already right now. And... I've tried like different softwares and stuff, but I feel like this software can do the same amount of quality as that as the other softwares as well. But and it's easy. So why would I want to move to a different software?
Yeah, precisely, man. Have you thought of selling beats, bro?
Nah, bro.
No.
Nah, bro. Not.
You're only doing it for yourself.
Yeah, I'm only like producing for myself, and I would sell beats. I would produce for somebody else, but then at a right price, you know.
Mm.
At a right price, like, cause I know certain people selling beats right now. They don't have the amount of it's. I mean, like, you put your hours in your product and you sell it for a very cheap price, and it's that's not how it is. So I never tried selling. I never even thought of selling a beat because I didn't know how much was my value at that time. So I think like now I can sell beats.
No.
now I know my value, bro. So like, you can. That's the most important thing, because if your value is right, then people that want to work with you know you're professional.
Mm.
Yeah, they know that. All right, this guy has like good beats. You know, that's why he's selling it at high price. He knows his shit is right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna divert the question a little bit. So does Lil J has a girlfriend?
Man. Yeah, bro, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Long term relationship?
Not really, bro. We just met.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
So but I'm trying to keep it as low key as possible. I don't wanna rush things, bro. Like,
I understand.
If people know, they know.
Yeah. So I was about to say performance after performance after performance, and then the magic happens again for you from my angle, from what I see. Anugrah Juara Lagu. What mm-hmm. the hell, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Anugrah Juara Lagu is like Malaysia's like biggest thing, mm-hmm, I think. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
That is insane.
Right. That's what I felt when I got the text from my manager. From my manager, he told me like bro, this Make Yourself Free, this date, you're performing for AJL. I was like, what? I was out with my friend at Sunway Pyramid. Then I was like, bro, what's up? I want to go washroom for a while. I went to the washroom. I just looked at myself in the mirror. I was like, damn, bro. I was like, let's do this, bro. But yeah, bro, it was a crazy experience because there was like thousands of people in the stadium. And even though it's a short set, but then me getting to perform on that stage was like a huge thing for me.
Things happen so fast, bro.
Yeah, bro.
From your Instagram video to 16 Baris YouTube video,
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
national television.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That is
so. But next year, I hope like I get myself nominated for AJL. I don't like next year, or maybe I don't know, as long as it takes, man. But soon.
Cause yeah. You have like your, is it your single coming out or your EP or your album?
I have my singles coming out. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna drop an album soon as well, but yeah, it's still in work in process.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Okay, man. If someone out there who's listening right now who wants to get into the rap game or who wants to make music, who wants to start making beats,
yeah, bro. They should do it, bro.
Yeah, what would your advice be, man? What would your suggestion be? How do they, the step by step process? What do they start with? Go to clubs, get yourself some gigs, or start making beats first. Understand melodies, understand music.
Like, when it comes to beat making, I think like if you want to do it, like, don't hold back. Just keep practicing, keep doing it. And for rappers, you know, like. Some I know certain rappers where they are very talented. They love spending time in the studio and working, but their parents don't really support them towards this career. You know, like I've had a friend which I knew last time. Yeah, I did like my first two tracks with him. And after that, like, we like split ways. So I learned one thing from him is that, and yeah, that's the thing he taught me personally in life, you know, like, which I should never give up. I should be different than that guy, you know, like, I must not give up. Like, I should be, since I love this so much, like, I should keep doing what I do best, because rapping is the only thing I know. And if you want to rap, keep doing it, guys. Like, don't worry. Why you want to care what people say? You know, you got it. My family has always supported me in my music, like, since I was young and until now, they always been supporting me in my music. And my friends as well, like, they know I got my shit right. So I'm always grateful for everybody around me and my fans as well. Like, man, I didn't know I was gonna be having fans, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. But then, yeah, I got my fans right now, and they're like being real to me. So that's all that matters, and I'm forever grateful to everyone, man. I still have a lot of things to learn, and I got my chance right now. Now I have this thing which is going on, and I have to make use of it. Yeah, I got a. People want more music for me, so I'm gonna give it to them.
Right.
Yeah.
What would be the greatest piece of advice you've ever received throughout your lifetime?
My career started kicking off like 2 years back. Recently, someone told me, like, make the entertainment, but don't be the entertainment. Yeah, that, and that's like, it somehow gets along the way where it comes to life advice as well. Like, don't be the entertainment, but make your entertainment. It makes a lot of sense to me in both ways, in life and career as well. It's always in my mind whenever I go out with my friends, whenever I go out with people, like, whenever I'm like posting up something on Instagram or anything, I always like think, all right, you know, like, always gotta be real. Yeah.
Okay. What is your deepest fear, man? Lil J.
Clowns, bro.
For real?
Yeah, bro.
Well, we're gonna dig up some gems from you, man.
All right,
like,
bro.
So for someone out there who's like struggling through life right now, man, like with hardships, with the grind, not understanding what to do in life, trying to figure out, trying to swim through the hurdles, right? What would your advice be, man, for them to get through and to understand themselves? People are struggling to getting to know themselves. They don't even know what to do in life.
Yeah.
You are obviously at the right place at the right time. You are very, very lucky to get to where you are today.
Like, yeah,
if they want to be in the same spot as you, what would you say to them, man? What would your advice be?
My advice will be, like, man, keep your head right. Always. Yeah, finding yourself is the most... getting to know who you are, you know, like, it's kind of a struggle in everyone's life. So some people still take time to get that figured out. Like, everything takes time, you know. So it's all gonna be good. Yeah, you always gotta trust. Like, everything's gonna be good. It takes time, but then it's gonna happen. You eventually will find out who you are. It'll happen in a day, like. Yeah, randomly, like, suddenly you will actually find out what you actually want to do in life. Even me, I didn't know I was gonna be a rapper. I didn't know I was gonna start rapping until that one freestyle session which I had, and that totally changed my whole life since then until now. So, and hardship and all, like, nah, y'all gonna be good, man. Whatever I can say is, do not always trust yourself. If you don't trust yourself, don't expect the people around you to trust you. You gotta always believe in what you do best, and always fight.
fight
for what you want.
Fight for your right.
Fight for your right.
Man, always hustle, bro. Always hustle.
Go make that money. Even though you're not book smart, get street smart, boy. Always focus in life, bro. Damn. This is like focus.
Who do you look forward to collaborating in the nearest future, man? Be it people who's like out of reach, Hollywood or LA music scene, whoever, rappers out there that you feel like you want to work with them and you want to collaborate, who would it be, man?
Yeah, YNW Melly, yeah.
Yeah, he's a rapper?
Yeah, this dude is a rapper, and he's like, I just recently started listening to him, and he has some pretty good stuff right now. Yeah.
Right, right. Him only?
Huh?
Him only. Oh, him. What about Harvin Skin, man?
Yeah, Harvin. Yeah, let's. Okay, let's talk about Harvin Skin. Like, that dude is. If I'm gonna make a like a comedy series or a song which is like funny, or you know, it could be anything. Like, you know, me and him are Indians. We can do a song about matcha or something like that. Like, yeah. Yeah, he's on the list.
He's a funny dude.
I would love to work with a lot of people. Actually, there's a lot of people on my list right now which I like to work to. Let's say Sona One, and let's say Sona One, and who else? Like Farik Frequency, Alifs, Young Raja, and yeah, these people are pretty dope. So I would like to collaborate with them very soon.
What is the secret sauce, bro, to being successful?
Ooh, man, that's like a question which is too quick for me, man. I don't see myself as I'm not there yet. I'm on my journey right now. I'm on my journey. Like I'm only there when I get my first world tour, bro. Yeah, when I get my first tour, then I'm there. Right now I'm on a journey. So far the only tips I can give right now to get in the journey to success is always step up and free your mind. Don't think about unnecessary things. Like overthinking is like the hugest problems a lot of people my generation face. Like, they overthink a lot. Like, I know few of my acquaintances, like they have like problem overthinking, and they were even prescribed medication and stuff like that. Like, a lot of people I know. So stop overthinking. Like, if you have it, you have it, you know, like work your way through it. Definitely. Always be on the grind.
That is real talk, bro. This is where I flip the script, man. So I flip the script and let you ask me any question that you have at the back of your mind. Any question at all, go for it, bro.
Bro.
That's maybe two or three questions. Yeah. Can elaborate, can know anything, bro.
What music do you listen to, bro?
I listen to new folk, a lot of, I wouldn't say, I like hip hop as well.
Alright.
I like hip hop, but I'm not.
New folk music, alright.
New
okay.
folk, yeah, new folk. You yeah, know, yeah, yeah, new yeah, folk, of course, right? Of course. So, I'm more of.
What is it again? New?
Neo.
Neo?
Folk.
Folk. Damn, bro.
So, it's like, have you heard of Shad Faker?
Nah, man.
He wasn't known as. Okay. Have you heard of Wood? Wood Kid? Nah. These are all musicians, singers.
Alright, you gotta play them to me. Like, I wanna know what is this new folk. Alright.
Yeah.
Folk. I never heard of this before. Like, yeah. For real.
Like, in terms of hip hop, I like what Russ is making.
Yeah, Russ. Okay.
Russ.
Yeah, I can see that from you. You're like a Russ kind of vibe guy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, with your beanie and your beard and your jacket. So, like, this guy listens to Russ. Huh?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, people say Russ is corny. Right, people say.
Nah, not for me. I think he's a genius, bro. Like, yeah, I think some people used to say like Russ is very basic.
Mm.
So, but that matters the most, actually, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. Where were you born, bro?
I was born in Subang, man.
You was born in Subang.
I was born in SGMC Subang.
Budak Subang.
I'm Budak Subang, bro. 47,500 my whole fucking life, bro.
Oh,
as a matter
right.
of fact, my Joe Frizzo was 2 years younger than my brother.
Ah,
my
okay.
brother was a singer, so, and also a prefect back then. They were in the same school.
All right.
That day at MTV Raps, I was like, who do you suggest to be featured on this podcast, bro, in the future? Like, you can, anyone that you have in mind that you think is like, whoa, if you have that guy, it will be dope. You will listen to.
You should get Alifs on this.
Alifs.
Yeah, from like, everybody has different experiences in their life, right? So, me personally, I would want to know how Alifs had, how he had difficulties in his life. Like, he's a special kid, you know. Like, some people always criticize that, but they don't understand. Like, these people actually like. They are the ones which are genius in their head, because they don't think of unnecessary stuff, man. Like, Alif is the most most talented artist which I've met, one of the most talented artists, but he's like over there as well, on the top, somewhere around the top there.
Yeah, man, you guys, I see a lot of similarities in you guys, man. The hustle,
yeah,
the
yeah, 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 yeah. So like having him on one of these episodes will be great.
Yeah. All right, we'll do, man. We'll do.
You can
future.
Do it, bro. Definitely. Can, yeah. Definitely.
Okay, down to the last question, bro.
Last question. Let's go.
How do you want the world to remember Lil J as at the end of the day when it's all said and done, man?
Bro, I can't answer that question, like give you a specific answer, but I can tell you personally what I want to do. Like I always want to be that person that sends a message and changes the world, you know. I believe in myself that I will change the world through my lyrics, and maybe not through my lyrics, but I'm still growing up, so there's a lot of experiences in life which I have to still go through to actually see. Even me, I'm still trying to know myself. See, I'm still trying to find like what is my message, what do I want to give people, what I want to, if I say this, how is it going to affect people and change the way of thinking, you know. So yeah, I'm still trying to figure out my message that I want to give them. All I can say is I will change the world in the future, definitely.
Yeah, man. Thank you so definitely. Much, Lil J, for being
your most
hello,
welcome, bro.
Aha.
Hello, Kopi Camilo. Stylo Milo.
No swag. Okay. Kopi Camilo.
Coffee, bro.
Coffee.
Kopi.
Swag, bro.
Kopi ais satu baik punya.
Dekat tepi, bro. Hello, Kopi Camilo podcast. Milo Fico, signing out.